on FM, on the station app, and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
The SA Human Rights Commission has made a call for anyone who witnessed an alleged racist incident on a FlySafair flight from Durban to Cape Town last month to come forward.
Of course, we've seen the video. Of course, we've got the complaint, but it's always good to get the full context from eyewitness testimonies.
That's the Commission Tsepo Madlingozi. He says they've launched an investigation into the incident, which took place on the 26th of December. In several videos that were posted on social media, a woman who has been identified as SABC employee Nobuntu Mkize is allegedly seen making racist remarks towards a flight attendant during an altercation.
The matter raises prima facie violations of human rights. Therefore, the way forward is that we will be sending a letter to the passenger where we set out the allegations against. Then, after that, based on the response, we can either propose a mediation between the two parties.
Moving to Gauteng, four people have appeared in the Johannesburg Magistrates Court on charges related to the recovery of an alleged stolen vehicle at the home of former President Nelson Mandela in Houghton earlier this week. A fifth suspect, believed to be a relative of the late statesman, did not appear in court today as investigations continue. Newswatch's Masechaba Sufularo reports.
The court ruled that the four accused may not be identified in any manner, including by age, race or gender, until their next appearance. The four face charges of robbery and aggravating circumstances, kidnapping and assault. They requested the services of a legal aid lawyer. The state will rely on the doctrine of common purpose in its case, also stating that an identity parade will be held over the weekend. It's unclear if the former president's relative will join the other accused at the next appearance. Masechaba Sifularo at the Johannesburg Magistrate Court.
Back home, Deputy President Paul Mashatile says the passing of Professor Sibusiso Bengu should serve as an inspiration to move the country forward. Mashatile delivered the eulogy at Bengu's official funeral at the University of Zululand in northern KZN. He was Democratic South Africa's first education minister and also served as the country's ambassador to Germany.
His passion to promote equality and fairness has had a long-lasting influence in our society.
And abroad, rights groups and doctors have welcomed a ruling by Kenya's High Court that declared it unconstitutional to treat suicide attempts as a crime. Suicide remains illegal in the East African country, with those who attempt it facing a misdemeanor charge that can lead to 2 years in prison. Your top story this hour. The SA Human Rights Commission has made a call for anyone who witnessed an alleged racist incident on a FlySafair flight from Durban to Cape Town last month to come forward. For the Newswatch team, I'm Nushera Sudhial.